That is the mother of the 7-month-old baby whose life got sucked out of her as the hours passed last Friday at the Asokwa Children's Hospital in Kumasi. Nana Efiasika was rushed to the Asokwa Children's Hospital on Thursday, December 2nd, around 3:45 p.m. by her mother, Josephine Boache, after she noticed some inconsistencies in her breathing. Health personnel at the hospital attended to the baby, administering oxygen at certain points. Later that night, at around 10 p.m., both parents of the baby say health personnel at the health facility suggested to them the need to refer the baby to the largest referral unit in the southern part of Ghana, the Konfanochi Teaching Hospital, to which they agreed.
I got there around 7 p.m. and the baby was already on oxygen. At around 10 p.m., her condition was worsening. I had even stepped out of the room because I couldn't stand the cries of my baby. They told me they had called the National Ambulance Service. I also called, and the lady told me she would refer it to the appropriate quarters. I only did that to facilitate the process, but the ambulance was not coming. I was very surprised at how such a hospital had no ambulance. When I got back inside, they had called Konfanochi Teaching Hospital, only to be told there were no beds.
So I'm also responding, I'm also a logic complaint, you know, to our platform or whatever, and so that.
Josephine Boache, mother of baby Nana Sika, laments how a baby could be rejected at the largest referral unit for reason of lack of space.
When the hospital called, they said Konfanochi insisted there were no beds, so they can't admit the baby. So when they said that, I was very sad because how much space will this little girl occupy? She can't even be put on the floor just so you can give her the needed treatment. Even if it requires putting her on my lap, at least they should have tried.
For her, this must not happen to any parent.
I'm pleading with the doctors and nurses as well as the government to pay attention to the health sector because lives cannot be lost over such flimsy reasons. It is sad. Maybe if we had gotten to Konfanochi for them to also start treatment, my baby would have survived. But we couldn't save her.
Authorities of the Konfanochi Teaching Hospital, on the other hand, say there is no record of a call for referral from the Asokwa Children's Hospital to the pediatric unit of Kath. Kwame Frimpong, Public Relations Officer for Kath, says investigations have begun into the incident.
We also heard about this allegation, and when we cross-checked with our pediatric emergency unit, the feedback was that they don't have any evidence of that hospital calling the unit for assistance or to arrange for a referral. So our quality assurance unit has been asked to engage all the parties involved, including the bereaved family, so that they will establish the circumstances under which the incident occurred.
Loretta Timmer for Assassin News from Kumasi.